that you see here, says Jesus, that will be thrown down. It won't be left one stone upon another. Jesus was talking, of course, about the temple in Jerusalem. The disciples, they were from other parts of the country, and they had never seen such a magnificent building before, and realized that it was only temporary. It had been there for about 500 years and was in the process of rebuilding. Jesus says, all you see here is going to be thrown down. Not one stone left upon another. If that's true for the buildings we human beings erect, how about for us? Could it be that all the people you see here one day will not be here? I'm much more fragile than the great stones that built the temple. Some of them are still lying around if you go to Jerusalem, but none of the people are. This gospel, this news, good news from Jesus, is about the end. We're at the end of the year, the liturgical year, and we know precisely when it will end. Saturday, 2 weeks from now, the year will end. A new year will begin with Advent. But the end, we're not so precise about that time. Even my end. I'm not privileged to know when it will be, though it's pretty certain. But we're here to build a city that will never end. You know, you are the living stones that build the temple of God, that build the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we're on our way to another city that the Bible says who not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We're together here in this Eucharist on this 33rd Sunday of the year of grace, because we're on a pilgrimage. We're on a journey, a procession. After I was a pastor for many years down at St. Dominic in Springfield, I began to realize that when you have a community like this and a beautiful church building, that we're just passing through. As soon as I've ever arrived in a community as a priest, I began to have funerals. At first, as people that I did not know. But all along, we have that graduation ceremony for those who are moving from the church on earth to the church above. And as they depart, their baptisms, mostly infants, children, sometimes adults, who begin the journey, who are on the procession with the people of God to fairer worlds on high. Now that procession is always a journey of faith. we're traveling along with our brothers and sisters who support us with their faith and trust in God. And we travel along in hope that we have a destination. Yes, all here will be thrown down, but we have a destination in the city of God. So we travel along in hope as well as faith, but also in love. Our fellow pilgrims care about us, and we about them. So we travel together on this procession to the city of God in faith and hope and love. Now that doesn't mean it's an easy journey. Jesus says along the way you'll experience all kinds of persecution, difficulties, dangers, even the danger of death. But do not be afraid. He says, when you see these things happening, look up, for your salvation is near at hand. And so we go together. You've begun the journey, one step at a time in faith, traveling in hope, and in a community of love. So don't give up. Travel with confidence, realizing that the things we're leaving behind are nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed. As St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans, I'm sure he says that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. So let's continue our journey together in confidence, knowing that the things that divide us here on this earth, socially, racially, politically, those are temporary inconveniences. God's still in charge. Christ is leading the procession all the way to that dwelling not made with hands, eternal in heaven. So don't give up. Day by day, week by year, year of grace by year of grace, let's walk together, stay together in faith and hope and love all the way to the city of God.